There are only really two types of doubt, and really what happens with doubt is it all depends on the path you take. You can either have doubt that was preached upon, and I had no knowledge of what mum was going to preach, but either doubt like doubting Thomas, where basically even though it is a stumbling block for your potential problem, you then overcome it, or you can have doubt that cripples you and ensnares you and drags you down. And really what I think happens is it's all about how you view the doubt. Do you view doubt as something to be satisfied, questions to be answered, or do you view doubt as an excuse? You have a lot of people who they call themselves skeptics and stuff when it comes to Christianity, when it comes to the faith, and they say that they've got so-called honest doubts. But the trouble is, when you actually answer the questions satisfactorily, they just change the questions. They just say, okay, well, what about this next? And those are the kinds of people that I'm on about with the second type of doubt, who they just use it as an excuse. It doesn't have to be with Christianity, it can be with everyday life. You can be there, you come up with a solution to a problem, and then they just come up with another problem. And that's the kind of person that you don't want to be. That's the kind of attitude that you don't want to have. You want to, instead of just finding problems, you want to be the person who the only problems that you have are honest problems. If you have honest doubts, that's not a problem. There's nothing wrong with having questions. There's nothing wrong with doubting because you can't figure something out. But you can't use that as an excuse. Instead, you have to resolve the questions and move on. And so I suppose, to wrap it up quickly, the real challenge for me tonight, the real challenge for you guys tonight is, what are your doubts and questions? And are you using them just as a stumbling block? Are you just using it as an excuse? Are you saying, oh, I can't answer this, therefore I can't do it? And then if somebody answered it, you'd just come up with something else to stop you? Or are they actually just honest blocks? And then when you resolve it, you'll move on. So that's a question I have for you tonight.